streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin this hour with developing news from Washington. President Biden is pardoning former LGBTQ service members convicted for their sexual orientation. Correspondent Cammie McCormick reports.
The Biden administration believes the move will affect thousands of service members convicted over six decades. The president said in a statement, he is righting an historic wrong. Same-sex relationships were decriminalized in 2014, but many veterans have still been struggling with their dishonorable discharge and criminal records.
Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich appeared in a padlocked glass cage on the first day of his trial on espionage charges in Russia. CBS News former Moscow bureau chief Beth Noble.
Gershkovich, who's 32, is the first American journalist to be charged with spying since the Cold War ended and could face up to 20 years in prison if convicted.
The U.S. Embassy in Russia says Moscow failed to provide any evidence to support the charges. His next court date, August 13th. The long legal battle is over for Julian Assange. WikiLeaks founder has just stepped off a plane in his native Australia hours after pleading guilty to espionage at U.S. District Court in Saipan. His attorney, Jennifer Robinson.
Julian has suffered for more than 14 years because of the risk of extradition to the United States. He faced 175 years in prison for publishing evidence of war crimes, human rights abuse, and U.S. wrongdoing around the world.
In an agreement with the Justice Department, Assange was sentenced to 5 years already served. Big upset in the most expensive congressional primary in U.S. history. New York's incumbent Democrat Jamal Bowman has lost to George Latimer, whose campaign received millions of dollars from Jewish American political action groups.
If you hold a strong belief, you still must work with other people who don't share that belief because America hangs in the balance.
Bowman, an outspoken critic of the war in Gaza, Lauren Boebert, won Colorado's Republican congressional primary after she switched districts. One day to go until President Biden and Donald Trump face off in their first debate of this campaign season. Political analyst Amy Dacey.
So much has been put on performance for these two candidates. It is weighted on not only what they say and do, but how they will present themselves, what type of leadership they're going to show or define.
Brazil's just become the first Latin American country to decriminalize pot. CBS's Vicky Barker.
The justices have voted to decriminalize possession of marijuana for personal use, but their ruling could clash with legislation now before Brazil's Congress, which would tighten drug laws.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, good morning. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. Well, about 24 hours ago, we heard rumbles of thunder and high winds rolling through Racine. Luckily, no major damage or injuries reported from those storms, a second batch in only 2.5 days. Forecast going forward looks much better. Some light rain, but no severe weather in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Details coming up shortly. A gift of $10,000 has given a veterans group in Union Grove hope for their future, at least through the summer. The Ground Zero Veterans Outreach had an influx of cash from a donation from a church in Waukesha County. Their resources had been trickling down. An inmate at the Ellsworth Correctional Center in Union Grove facing felony escape charges. She walked away from the facility earlier this month, but didn't get too far. Now she's facing more years behind bars and a $10,000 fine. And a program has been set for next month to help the foster care situation in Racine County. Next month on the 17th, the Racine County Foster Care Organization holding an info session about the foster program here. Officials say it's a good time for people to learn more about the process and how to impact a life. And that's some of the things you need to know this morning. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. We'll have news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime on demand at WRJN.com.
Another win for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the defending World Series champs, the Rangers, 3-1. Milwaukee's Joey Ortiz with a shot over the left field wall on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Ortiz, left field, warning track, out of here!
past Ortiz if the Rangers' Andrew Heaney tried to slip a fastball past him?
No, not necessarily. He'd been flipping me breakers. I was kind of just aware of where I needed the ball to start to get that pitch to hit it well, and he threw it somewhere I could hit it and got to it.
The Brewers' Hobie Milner got his first start and was replaced by Bryce Wilson, who held the Rangers scoreless through six innings.
I mean, they shut us down. You know, they went with the opener, got a quick run. Things were looking good, but we just couldn't get two or three hits together. And that's what it takes to score a run, or you got to hit a home run, and you got to knock in some runs, and that was missing tonight.
That's the Rangers manager, Bruce Bochy. NBA draft tonight, the Bucks with the 23rd pick. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. More scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I got coffee with a friend recently, and she told me that she's trying to be a better person. I was like, oh, that's nice. What have you been doing? She goes, well, I'm taking less selfies. Oh, take it easy, Mother Teresa. Say some of the Lord's work for the rest of us. Everyone says we're so self-absorbed now with our selfies, but I think we were way worse before then, because at one point we were all in school and we all had school picture day, and then we ordered physical copies of photos of ourselves and gave them to people. Like narcissistic sociopaths. Can you imagine doing that now as an adult? Just going up to a coworker unprompted, like, I signed it.
Madonna. I remember that song came out. I think they did it on the Ed Sullivan Show. I could be wrong, but I think they did. And they were all dressed up in strange gear. Unless I was dreaming that. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here. 609 at WRJN. Looking for a sunny day today with a high near 79 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 73. A beautiful morning here at Radio Park. What a difference from yesterday, huh? It was terrible here yesterday. Hey, Six Sisters from Missouri now set a new world record for having the highest combined age of six living siblings. The youngest is 88. The oldest is 101. Their combined age is 571 years old. Congratulations for that new world record. All right. Time for CCR, Traveling Band.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying across the land. Try to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel. Bag is gone. Oh, well. Come on, come on. Won't you get me to my room? I won't move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah. Well, I'm flying.
Band. You know a song I love by them too? Sweet Hitchhiker. It wasn't one of their biggest hits, but for some reason, I love hearing that song. It's 6:12 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And coming up this morning at 7, a little after 7 o'clock, Jim Messier and Carol G and Forte will be here. I know they're your favorites. They're going to be talking about Scooping the Loop in downtown Racine back in the 50s and 60s. Let's get you in the mood with this song from Jan and Dean.
Two girls for
where I wanna go. Now I'm gonna Surf City, 'cause it's two to one.
in the mood for Scoop in the Loop with Carol and Jim, and that's coming up this morning around 7:06. That should be a lot of fun. I've heard the full presentation at the Golden Rondale Theater, and it really brings back some memories if you grew up in downtown Racine. Scoop in the Loop. They haven't done that in 50 years or more, 60 years. Anyway, we'll talk to Jim Carroll about that coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. 7 to 8 should be a lot of fun. All right. The most generally accepted grounds for divorce include adultery, bigamy, desertion, criminal conviction, mental or physical abuse, drug addiction, and irreconcilable differences. What about screwing jar lids too tight? Well, the woman claims she filed for divorce because her husband wouldn't stop over-tightening all the jar lids to the point where she couldn't open them. She said it may seem minor, but she was losing her mind over it and cannot live with him anymore based on that. I'd love to hear that case in court.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring, Racine's home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
Becoming sunny today. It is sunny. Highs near 79 degrees. Clear tonight. Lows around 59. Tomorrow sunny with a high near 69 right now. Sunny at 73 degrees right here at Radio Park.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on. No need in bringing them back cause they're never really gone. Just an old-fashioned love song. One I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old our love affair with tenderness and feelings that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, so it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone. Just an old fashioned love song, coming down in three part harmony. Just an old
by Paul Williams, a hit by Three Dog Night, old-fashioned love song. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And don't forget to join everyone at the Racine County Fairgrounds in Union Grove Saturday for breakfast, eggs, sausage, muffins, baker's string cheese, orange juice, ice cream with strawberries for breakfast. Wow, I love it already. Kids' activities at a petting zoo. Tickets are $10, cash only. They have rescheduled the event due to Mother Nature's poor timing last Saturday. It was supposed to be at the Shaw Dairy Farm in Burlington, and it rained out. So now it's going to be at the Racine County Fairgrounds 7 to 11 this Saturday. Lots of food, lots of fun, and ice cream for breakfast. I love it.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down. And people are just too much for me to face. I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know,
telling you, right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble brewed. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
There you go, Tommy and Bobby, with some memories for you here. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 6:29 on a Wednesday morning, hump day, midweek. This is kind of nice. A group of guys in Flint, Michigan, they're in the news after saving a raccoon from choking. They smacked it on the back until it coughed up a piece of cheese, and the whole thing is on video. It scurried off and was just fine. No joke. They actually tapped it on the back. They knew it was in trouble because it was making the universal choking sign. The raccoon with his little tiny hands was holding his neck, you know, his throat, to show that he was choking. And I said, you know, that is something. They actually saved the life of that little raccoon. That was kind of sweet. All right, 6:29 at WRJN. We've got news coming up now.
Good morning from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. In for Stuart J. Waddles, this is Chris Morrow. Well, about 24 hours ago, it was rumbling and thundering over Racine and Racine County as a line of very heavy thunderstorms moved through here. Luckily, as those storms moved across the state, they didn't live up to what many people thought was going to be a major weather event. They did move through La Crosse, Eau Claire, the Dells, Madison, the Milwaukee area, then Racine about this time yesterday. High winds, but not any that really reached the level of severe thunderstorms. Took down a few tree branches, and no other injuries were reported. Next few days actually look pretty good. And there'll be something in the air tonight at the Racine Zoo. A tribute to ABBA starts off the Music at the Zoo festivities this evening. Doors for Racine Zoo summer concert open at 5:30 this afternoon. The show kicks off at 7. It's a rain or shine event. Four concerts are scheduled throughout the summer, including a tribute to Aretha Franklin next month. Proceeds all benefit the animals and programs at the Racine Zoo. An update on this story from yesterday, an inmate at the Ellsworth Correctional Center in Union Grove now facing a felony escape charge after she walked away from the facility earlier this month. She didn't get far. Dana Clark of Lake Geneva faces new felony escape charges that could add 6 years to her current prison term. Along with a $10,000 fine, she's currently serving a 3-year sentence for a hit and run causing injury in Walworth County. A fight at the 7-versus-7 High School Football League opener last Monday in Racine has pushed our city leaders to limit spectators for Game 2. New policy at the entry gate over at Horlick Athletic Field says that only coaches, players, and their immediate families will be allowed. Leaders with the city's Park and Rec and Cultural Services Department said that the change is a temporary fix to maintain safety. A spokesman with the Racine Police Department said last Monday, police were called to the field about 8 o'clock. Responding to a report of about 50 teenagers all wrapped up in a fight. None of them were caught and none were arrested. And some good news this morning from the Ground Zero Veterans Outreach Program in Union Grove. They've received a gift of $10,000 from a church in Waukesha County as their resources are really starting to be depleted. Donna Kelly of the Ground Zero Group said the storefront operation on Main Street in Union Grove was on the verge of closing until St. Leonard's Catholic Church in Muskego delivered the donation in May after a church staffer who grew up in the area learned about Ground Zero's work and the struggles they were having with cash. They hope the money will last most of the summer as they look for long-term solutions to funding issues for veterans. We'll check the weather here in just a couple of minutes, and for now, that's what you need to know. In for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. We have news at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime you want it, on demand at WRJN.com.
How do you tell the story of a soybean to an audience that may never have actually been near a soybean field, may never have actually seen a soybean? I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. That was the tall order for director Sam Pinkstone. He partnered up with U.S. Soy to create a documentary that does just that. And along the way, he learned a little something, too.
When I first started making it, I never expected to be on the side of a volcano in Hawaii telling a story about how soy can help us get to Mars. You know, it was just really surprising. But we learned how farming is actually run, you know, mainly by small family operations or relatively small family operations. And the goal for the farmer is to look after the land, to pass down to the next generation. So, you know, there's many surprising stories for massive industry, but also really heartwarming stories for individuals and individual businesses as well.
That's Sam Pinkstone. He is the director of a new documentary that's out on the A&E Network, Groundbreaking, A Story of Innovation, U.S. Soy. Now, you can see the documentary. All you need to do is jump online, go to ussoy.org/groundbreaking. Pinkstone's already at work on the second documentary focused in on soybean story of innovation, supported in part by soybean checkoff dollars.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust the pros at Steffes Group to get the best return on your investment. Steffes is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Our team of professionals prioritizes honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and we work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Visit steffesgroup.com to find a sales rep near you and discuss your options today. That's steffesgroup.com. steffesgroup.com.
Just like some farm projects, they start out small, but they become gigantic. Bobcat Plus can relate. Bobcat Plus, Wisconsin's largest Bobcat dealer, has been in the family since 1991. They started out as one small dealer and now have grown to 6 locations. Butler, De Pere, Appleton, Eau Claire, Osseo, and their newest location, Kenosha. They offer new and used Bobcat equipment, parts and service, and rentals at every location to help your ag operation. Visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat. One tough animal. And yesterday at Decatur Dairy in Broadhead, USDA Undersecretary Jenny Lester Moffitt announced that they were awarding $12 million in federal funding to four dairy innovation centers across the United States, including the Dairy Business Innovation Alliance. That alliance is run by the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association and the Center for Dairy Research. The alliance will be eligible for about $3 million of that total award to support product research and development, technical assistance, education, and grants to dairy businesses. I'm PM Yonke.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 58. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71. More scattered thunderstorms on Friday with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Because there's an expectation of fun during summer. In winter, we discuss summer with such reverence. In January, you'd think we were talking about a family pet that passed away. Remember summer? I miss summer. I have photos of summer. That's when we were a happy family. Summer's presented as a vacation. It's like a 3-month vacation for nobody but children. And who doesn't deserve a few months off after the rigors of kindergarten? I have 5 young children. During summer, they lounge around like they've just returned from fighting ISIS. Third grade was a beast. Summer vacation does kind of set up an adulthood of disappointment. That first job, you're like, I have to go to work in July? What is this, Russia?
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls outside, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry. Up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. All right. Ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. All the peace of sight ain't.
And timeless hits at WRJM. When I first got my driver's license, I got in the car. And my first solo car trip I ever took, I was scared to death. I turned on the radio, and this is the song I heard.
Wake up, Maggie. I think I got something to say to you. It's
It's late September and I really should be back at school. I know I keep you amused, but I feel I'm being used. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home just to save you from being alone. You stole my heart, and that's what really hurts. The morning sun, when it's in your face, really shows your age. But that don't worry me none. In my eyes, you're everything. I laugh at all of your jokes. My love, you didn't need to coax. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried. Save you from being alone. You stole my soul, and that's a pain I can do without. All I needed was a friend to lend a guiding hand. But you turned into a lover and mother. What a lover, you wore me out. All you did was wreck my bed, and then the kick me in the head. Oh, Maggie, I couldn't have tried anymore. You led me away from home, 'cause you didn't wanna be alone. You stole my heart, I couldn't leave you if I tried. A rock and roll band that needs
we're going to scoop the loop with Carol and Jim coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. You don't know what that is? Well, you're going to find out. This song's going to put you in the mood for it. 644 WRJN, looking for sunshine today with a high near 79. Right now, sunny and 73 degrees right here at Radio Park with the Beach Boys.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised to the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the life bragging about the library like she told her old man. Radio blast and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird
well,
away.
Well, her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an
you
ace.
You walk
now.
Like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase now. She'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you
through
now. Alive.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to
you
do now.
Now you shouldn't
and
lie.
We'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-bird away.
News and timeless hits from WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary frequency heard everywhere, 1400 AM. Now, with the Beach Boys, remember their album covers? They always had surfboards on the album covers. They were always at the beach, and they had that very famous picture they took with a surfboard where they're all holding the surfboard, all five of the Beach Boys. That surfboard, by the way, they still have. Somebody did buy that, and it was used again in another photograph not too long ago. But with all that surfing, the Beach Boys made it big, all talking about surfing. But did you know there was only one member of the Beach Boys that ever surfed? And that was Dennis Wilson. The others were just afraid of the water.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me.
I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man.
About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seat belts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But did you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Racine's incredible Fourth Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's Fourth Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
Still dancing around and performing after 60 years in show business. The Stones on a concert tour now, sponsored by AARP. I bet you they never thought that was going to happen. Honky Tonk Woman, The Stones now, 650 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
I met a gentle ballroom queen in Memphis. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to pee me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink it off my mind. It's a honky tonk woman. Give me the honky tonk blues. I laid a divorce in New York City.
WRJN looking for sunshine today with a high near 79 degrees.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains. In the sound of silence, in restless dreams I walked alone. Narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp.
my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dare disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words like silent raindrops fell. Echoing the will of silence. People bowed and prayed to a neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering silence.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Hey, coming up, we're going to scoop the loop. Carol G and 40 and Bill, Jim Messira here. And we're going to talk about growing up in the 50s and 60s, scooping the loop. It wasn't illegal. I think it was legal. Anyway, we're going to find out if it was legal or not. Scooping the Loop in downtown Racine. Were you part of that movement? That's coming up. Los Bravos, Black is Black. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and the legendary historic AM frequency of 1400. Heard everywhere.
Black is Black.
Black is Black, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. How did nobody ever invent this yet? A group of engineering students at Johns Hopkins came up with a silencer for leaf blowers that make them 37% less loud. Now, you've woken up in the morning sometimes during the fall, and somebody is out there at 6:30 in the morning with their leaf blower. The combined, they've already signed a deal with Black & Decker and expect them to be available to buy within 2 years.